All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're brought to you by Mother Waddles. 97.1 The Ticket's Mike Sullivan reporting that he personally spoke to a key Lansing lobbyist who claims that Michigan's Governor Whitmer may indeed be open to allowing golf courses to open in the near future with similar restrictions to what Ohio has.
Do you want to tell them what might be on their horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. So I spoke to a lobbyist earlier today, a big key Lansing lobbyist who, and guys, this is someone who works with the governor every single day, knows Governor Whitmer extremely well. And what I was told is that specifically, Governor Whitmer is right now listening, right now considering allowing golf courses to reopen. Now, obviously, the current stay-at-home order that's set to expire April 13th, it's inevitable. That's going to get extended. But there's a lot of discussions on whether golf will be clarified, and there needs to be clarification. The initial order was lacked a lot of clarity. But there's going to be clarification, and there needs to be, on whether or not golf courses are allowed to open in Michigan with very, very strict guidelines, meaning one person per cart, or you're walking, or you're certainly not touching the flag stick. Guys, you're not going into the clubhouse before and sitting at the bar with six dudes and having a bunch of beers. That stuff's not happening. Yeah, I mean, that stuff's not happening. But there is, and I know for a fact, according to what I was told earlier, Governor Whitmer is 1,000% considering allowing Michigan golf courses to reopen. I'm not saying she will, but she's listening to it. She's at least open to it. And there's currently a lot of, we read even news reports today, a lot of letters and some legislations from representatives that is being pitched to her and discussed with her about, hey, yes, we can extend the stay-at-home order, but can we at least maybe look into and discuss allowing golf courses to stay open, just like it would be very similar to what Ohio has done. Ohio is allowing golf courses to stay open with those strict guidelines, and if Michigan were to implement that policy in a few weeks, it would be extremely similar to Ohio. And I hope they do.
Well, so that's been kind of the issue of the day there is, what's the reality here? I mean, David and I are not trying to be Captain Poopy Pants. I just don't trust people to behave themselves. I think you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. But would it help? I mean, of course it would help.
Yep.
You know, the summer months here, the spring, it's a fleeting time. Boats and golf and outdoors. It would help people that are stuck at home. It would help people who have been laid off. It would help people who just need some outlet. But just because we need it or want it, it doesn't mean we're going to get it. I am not ready to even talk about these things until May. I think it is abundantly clear what's coming. I think it's abundantly clear it's going to be bad. And we need to be at that peak and at least starting to see it plateau and starting to then see it decrease before these decisions could be made responsibly. That's just how I feel.
Well,
but I'm rooting for you, Sully. I don't golf. It's not going to affect me at all.
Well,
I'm staying home.
Think about it. I know, but think about it. It can
Cherokee Sound.
It can be a reprieve for people. Guys, you can be outside and you can golf and you can maintain your social distance and you can use that as a recreational activity. And what people immediately say with this discussion, and we've gotten great response on both sides of this discussion
Bacon.
All day. Tons of people have texted in and called in. But what people immediately say is, well, are golf courses essential businesses? Guys, if you read the governor's order, there's a spot in there for recreational activity. If you are going to a park and walking your dog, right? Or if you're going for a bike ride, I personally believe that golf can be used responsibly as a recreational activity. It's a rare sport where it can be used as that. And you can go out on a course, take these precautions, and you can open up on a limited basis, on a restricted basis, golf courses during this entire stay-at-home order. Again, just like some of the neighboring states have done. It would be a very, very similar policy.
And there you have it. I mean, Sully has been aggressive today on the news.
It's because I hope it happens. And people are looking for something to... They're looking for some positivity. They're looking for something, that little reprieve.
So here's what you got to do, Mike, being that you have a direct line to Gretchen Whitmer, being that you are a political player in Lansing now, that you have sources in Lansing, you're going to have to talk to the people. And you're going to have this discussion with Chris in Farmington Hills, 97.1. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going great.
Hey, just want to say I appreciate you guys and everything you guys do on the air. I'm a plumber.
Thanks, man.
And my company's thought to be essential. You know, we give clean water to people. I just got done fixing somebody's hot water tank that exploded on them and getting them back up and running. And I'm out here risking my health for that while people are talking about getting together and playing golf. You know, it's for fun. It's recreation. It's not needed. What we need in this state is more people staying at home if you don't have to be out. It's a business. If we open up the golf courses, then what's to say a basketball park that charges? And they'll be like, oh, well, we'll just limit it to a couple people or a paintball place or any other sort of recreational fun place. I don't know.
You can't play basketball. You cannot play basketball without maintaining social distancing.
Yes,
you can play golf.
Yes,
yeah, just ask James Harden. He plays socially distanced every night.
You know, should a business be able to make money off of it when they're not essential? Because then you open it up to every other business that's looking to make money, saying, well, I can limit this and my customers can stay 6 feet away from each other.
But see, here's what this comes down to. And Chris, I think you'll appreciate this. The problem is, for Sully, we're operating in a country where we are free. We view rules with rebellion. And this is so foreign to us. And our leadership won't even put down a federal shelter-in-place order. Now, the order would be a strong suggestion. Compare that with what's going on in the Philippines, where Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, quote, shoot them dead. To kill citizens who defy coronavirus lockdown. Okay? So that's the issue we end up with here is we nor should we take such measures, but in the absence of that, people are going to crawl through the cracks you give them to get out and do the things they want to do. I don't know what the
exactly.
right answer is, Chris.
They're going to find a reason to do the things they want and a reason to complain about it when they can't. And that's why our numbers are going to keep increasing, why people are going to keep getting sick, and why people are going to keep dying in this state. And it's a sad thing.
It is. And meanwhile, there's people like me and you, Chris, who are we're home. You make the best of it. You know, I've tried to – look, I'm lucky enough to work from home. I have a job. I have my 4 hours of normal each day, which is talking with you guys. And look, some days it sucks and some days it's great. But – I'm good, and I'll be good. I'll figure it out. Like, I'm happy I'm going to sit out in my backyard tonight, and I'm going to have a happy hour with my dad via FaceTime and have a drink. Like, is that the most amazing Friday night ever? Probably not. Under the current conditions, probably.
Yep. Right. Well, and I just want to say this because, guys, here's what I think about the last phone call. It's a completely different conversation. We're having two separate conversations. I'm not in any way, saying that golf is essential like a plumber or certainly like a doctor or anything like that. That is a completely separate conversation, guys. And to compare it and act like, I think it's unfair to act like, oh, well, you know, people are allowed to golf, but that's not an essential business. It's not the same conversation. What the comparative is, if someone is allowed to go to a park, which I I see every day in Royal Oaks. As a matter of fact, I'm looking out right now in Southfield, seeing a few people jog by each other. If people are allowed to go to a park and walk their dogs by each other while maintaining 6 feet distance, if they can do that, and that's fine, I don't see a problem with being able to golf, maintain your distance, and enjoy a recreational activity like that. That's the entire point of this. No one is sitting here comparing golfers or people wanting to go on a golf course to people working in an essential business right now. No, it's a completely separate conversation.
I don't know why you're yelling at the people. It's Friday afternoon.
Everybody. I'm not yelling at everybody. When I get mad is when people try to frame it like that. When people try to say that, oh, well, you're just being cavalier right about it and saying that, oh, it's golf. Come on. Who cares?
Well, listen.
This isn't essential.
Get,
no, I'm not sitting here saying it's essential.
Oh, all right. All right. Sully and Friends coming up at 5:50. Listen to me. Take it to you. We're going to do the Cocktail Loaded Pick of the Day next. We're going to get to the phone calls. Cherokee Sound in the finale at Gulfstream. 3 minutes away. 97.1.
All right, right now, though, guys, let's talk about Joe Randazzo's fruit and vegetable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.